This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be talking to Mary Medeiros, producer, director, and also spiritual and creative therapist at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls in our next segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you know where to go. BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be your own boss and work out of your home, have a home-based business, especially one in the world of nutrition. The longevity business opportunity is something that you at least want to take a look at. Check out or click on the Join the Team links at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or if you want information, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're talking about butyrate, butyric acid. We spent a lot of time talking about this. There's so many benefits to this incredible molecule, technically a good fat, short chain fatty acid. And it is incredibly valuable for the colon, for the cells of the intestine, for digestive health. It's got lots of other benefits, too. It's not just a digestive health a supporting supplement or nutrient. You can use it as a supplement. You can use it. You can buy it as pills or as capsules off the internet. But the best way to get your butyrate is to feed your microbiome, feed your good bacteria fiber. By feeding your good bacteria fiber, by eating fiber, good bacteria secrete butyrate in response. We give the bacteria fiber. They give us butyrate. Butyrate's a feel-good molecule. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system. This is why it has so many different benefits, because it works neurologically. We know that the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, is connected to how the heart works, how the vascular system works, how the immune system works, how the digestive system works, how the muscles work. Pretty much the entire body has connections to this parasympathetic nervous system, and anything that activates the parasympathetic nervous system is going to give you multiple benefits. You could think of butyrate as just a molecule of well-being. turns on all the biochemical actions associated with well-being. Yesterday, we started to discuss the effects of butyrate on the immune system. Well-being and immunity go hand in hand. Well-being is associated with strong immunity. Stress is associated with decreased immunity. Butyrate is largely found in dairy foods. It's found in breast milk. It's a signaling molecule that supports the intestinal development of baby mammals as well as their immune system. Remember, the digestive system and the immune system go hand in hand. There are other feel-good molecules in milk, in breast milk, in mammals' milk, natural opioids, lactorphins, casmorphins. There's cannabinoids in breast milk, in mammals' milk, mother's milk, whatever you want to call it. And there's butyrate. All of these have calming effects, have growth effects, have immune-boosting effects, have healing effects. Butyrate's like lactoferrin, and butyrate supports lactoferrin. Butyrate, it supports glutathione. And milk supports immunity with lots of molecules. And butyrate also has building and anabolic effects. This is why athletes use it. And bodybuilders will use butyrate supplements. This is where the proponents of the carnivore diet, like Dr. Sean Baker, who's also a weightlifter, are missing out on. I've been trying to get Dr. Baker on the program. I'm still trying to get him on the program. He's very difficult to get a hold of. In his book, The Carnivore Diet, Dr. Baker tries to make the point that fiber is not required for good health. He makes this point on YouTube videos, and I've heard him a lot. It's not just him, but he's kind of a proponent for this idea that all you need is meat and you don't need plants. He says that they're not essential. And that may be true, except for vitamin C. I don't know how he gets around the vitamin C. That's essential, and there's no vitamin C in animal products. But his point is that you don't necessarily need to have plants. They're not essential. He talks a lot about fiber, but he basically talks a lot about plants not being essential. Now, that may be true, with, as I say, the exception of vitamin C. But plants do have polyphenols and flavonoids and carotenes that are incredibly valuable. Maybe not essential. Maybe they are essential. We don't know if they're not essential. They're not technically said to be essential, but they may very well be essential. Certainly, they're important, and you're going to have a problem getting these polyphenols if you're not eating vegetables. And then there's the whole issue of fiber. And Dr. Baker rips on fiber, or at least he rips on the idea that you need fiber. He says that shoving something completely indigestible into our digestive tract is, this is a quote, completely ludicrous, unquote. And I'm only picking on Dr. Baker, but there's other guys who talk about this too. There's a guy named Dr. Paldino, I forgot his first name. He talks about this also. Dr. Baker says that it's a healthy body that makes a healthy microbiome, not the other way around. Healthy body makes your healthy microbiome. It's not a healthy microbiome that makes a healthy body. That just sounds silly to me. Of course a healthy microbiome makes a healthy body. The microbiome makes vitamins for you. The microbiome detoxifies food for you. The microbiome communicates with your cells. The microbiome communicates with the genetics of your cells. I don't understand why he says these things. And in all of his writings, I haven't seen him comment on the benefits of short-chain fatty acids. He never talks about the benefits of butyrate and the prebiotic effects of fiber. He always talks about epidemiology. His case is epidemiological. Epidemiology is the study of statistics and the study of demographics. He says, there was a guy named Dr. Dennis Burkett who researched indigenous cultures, and he found that these indigenous cultures, if they ate a lot of fiber, they were high ingestion of fiber by these indigenous cultures was correlated to healthy bowel functioning. And he says, oh, that's not true, and there's problems with epidemiology, and maybe that's the case. But the point about fiber is biochemical. It's not epidemiological. It has nothing to do with whether Dennis Burkett research was good or bad. The fact is there's biochemical benefits. There's a biochemical issue or a biochemical role for fiber in the body. Not epidemiological. It doesn't matter whether cultures that eat a lot of fiber have larger stools and less colon cancer. That's irrelevant. The biochemistry of fiber is such that when bacteria eat the fiber, they release good stuff for you. And that's incontrovertible. For the life of me, I can't understand where he... Yeah, I don't understand. I know he's a smart guy. He's got to be a smart guy. And that's why I want to get him on the program so we can talk about this. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. My pharmacist, Benny, 442-3660-10 is our number. Got lots of lines open for you. Mary Medeiros will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about spiritual healing and creativity. She is a director and a producer from Hollywood, and she's
become her spiritual guide. We'll have a conversation with her at the bottom of the hour. And if we have calls, we'll get to them this segment, 844-236-6010. So, we're talking about butyrate, absolutely stunningly valuable nutritional supplement, food fatty acid, I guess you could say. It's found in dairy products. Its main source is as a secretion from bacteria in the colon that eat fiber and release butyrate, in addition to other short-chain fatty acids, propionate and acetate. Although butyrate's the one that gets all the press and all the research has been done on butyrate, for good reason. There's lots of derivatives. We're going to talk about a bunch of these derivatives in the coming days of butyrate that are very, very important for athletic performance and for mood enhancement, for sleep. Butyrate is just a fabulously, fabulously valuable molecule, and because it comes from fiber, that makes fiber really important, despite the fact that proponents of the carnivore diet just, they don't think fiber is important. And the reason they don't think fiber is important is because they're looking at it from an epidemiological perspective, that is, the cultures that eat fiber supposedly have better digestive tract functioning and less colon cancer. As it turns out, that might not be true. Dr. Dennis Burkett was the first guy to talk about this, and I think it was the 1950s or early 1960s. He studied indigenous cultures, and he noticed that ingestion of fiber was associated with healthy bowel functioning. More recently, that has come into that correlation, that association between fiber and colon functioning has come under question, or people are starting to doubt it. And because of that, Dr. Baker and also Dr. Paul Saldino is his first name, Paul Saldino, are on record as doubting the importance of fiber. What they're missing, in my humble opinion, is the biochemistry part. There's a biochemical aspect that is not being looked at. The idea that fiber is important usually focuses on the mechanical functions of fiber. That is, fiber's protection against diverticulosis and lipid reduction. These all have to do with the fact that fiber can sweep things out of the digestive tract. And fiber can chelate things. Lipids and fats can stick to fiber. That's definitely true. And whether you think that's important or not is a whole other issue. But it's true that there's a mechanical function to fiber. And that's what these carnivore folks are sort of poo-pooing. No pun intended. They also talk about something called the healthy user bias. The healthy user bias says that the reason why fiber eaters have better health is because they're also eating other. They also tend to be healthier. They're exercising and they're doing other things that are healthy. That's called the healthy user bias, and that's what Dr. Baker and also Dr. Saldino used to explain the association between eating fiber and good health. Because it's known that people who eat fiber have better health. So they say, these guys say, well, that has nothing to do with the fiber. That's because they're living healthy lifestyles in general. And then I heard Dr. Saldino saying, fiber may give you larger stools. That's also incontrovertible. Nobody can doubt that. But that doesn't mean you're not constipated. He says, and this is true, he says that constipation has nothing to do with the size of your stools. You could have large stools and still be constipated. That is true. And he also says that fiber isn't going to correct constipation. Yes, that's true. But if you have larger stools, whether or not you're constipated, you're still eliminating better. Bigger stools mean you're eliminating waste, and that's a good thing. Even if you're constipated, especially if you're constipated. There's so many ways you could just shoot down these theories, these kind of a marginalization or dismissiveness, the dismissiveness of fiber as an important part of your diet. I just can't understand why these people, what they don't understand, what they don't get. Of course, Dr. Saldino and Dr. Baker, I'm sure they're very bright people. They're not biochemists. They're clinicians and they're also athletes. But they're not biochemists. The biochemical properties of fiber, the biochemistry of fiber, or maybe you could say the biochemical results of fiber ingestion, that's where the benefits come from. That's where the really good benefits come from. They're probably benefits that fiber has for detoxification. But the real benefits are in the biochemistry of fiber. And Dr. Baker and Dr. Paldino, I'm sure they're very smart. They're doctors. I know they're smart. And I'd like to get them on the program. If anybody knows, Rob, if you're listening, I can't get a hold of Dr. Baker. If you can get a hold of Dr. Saldino, my buddy Rob knows these people, I guess. I'd love to get them on the program. I want to hear what they have to say. And I also want to hear them talk about the idea of eating meat today. That's another thing that is not addressed in Dr. Baker's book, or I never hear these guys talk about on their videos, is the fact that meat is so corrupted. Hormones in meat, and antibiotics in meat, and how meat is processed. We're not hunting and gathering. We're not hunting meat. Nobody's going out and hunting, you know, some people maybe, but most people are getting their meat at Safeway, King Soopers, and McDonald's, and Red Robin, and that's where most of us get our meat. And there's nobody that can say that kind of meat is healthy for you. Even Dr. Baker can't tell you that. So in any case, I want to hear how they address the importance of butyrate. I want to hear how they address the importance of detoxification. I want to hear how they address the big problem of the toxicity in meat. And I wouldn't mind talking to them about the importance of polyphenols, which are found in vegetables, and also vitamin C. So I got a lot of problems with the carnivore diet. I don't know if anybody out there is doing the carnivore diet. Not that you can't live, by the way, on just meat. That's been proven. Excuse me. You can live on just meat. And I think that might be what Dr. Baker and Dr. Paldino and these other carnivore folks are talking about. You can live on just meat. Absolutely. With the exception of vitamin C. I'm not sure how they get their vitamin C. There's no essential need for fiber. There's no essentiality to fiber. That is true. There's no essentiality that we know of. That's a caveat because there may be some essentiality, but that we know of to polyphenols and flavonoids and carotenes. There's no essentiality to these things, but that doesn't mean they're not helpful. That doesn't mean they're not beneficial. When it comes to butyrate, it's not necessarily essential, but it sure is helpful. And it's kind of ironic that a lot of these paleo or carnivore folks are big on the ketogenic diet. And one of the reasons the ketogenic diet works so well is because it produces butyrate derivatives. The ketogenic diet is the ideal carnivore diet in the sense that it's a butyrate diet. Now, ketogenesis is a low-calorie diet. That's true. And ketogenesis is more about fat than it is about protein. But nonetheless, the reason the ketogenic diet works is because it produces butyrate and butyrate-like derivatives, particularly one called BHB. Beta-hydroxybutyrate, which is basically a butyrate ketone. And this beta-hydroxybutyrate is associated with performance, with athletic performance. So for athletes who are eating a lot of protein, you may want to also consider the ketogenic diet, which is not a high-protein diet. It's a high-fat diet, but it is a moderate protein diet. Certainly carnivore foods can be a very important part of a ketogenic diet, that is meat, basically meat, and meat and eggs. I suppose the carnivore diet also is an egg diet, too. I can't say I know a lot about the carnivore diet, except that I know that it is, as the name implies, it's about carnivore. It's basically about meat. All right. 845. No, I guess not. We'll have Mary Medeiros coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about spiritual healing. I'm Farmer Spen. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led House passed a bill Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections, a top priority of President Biden. The bill passed the House by a vote of 224 to 206. The measure now heads to the Senate to face an uphill battle. Two U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf have suffered coronavirus outbreaks. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet announced early Friday. The ships will likely be out of action for a few days in Bahrain. The amphibious transport ship USS San Diego with 600 souls and the USS Philippine Sea with 380 souls are the ships. Proving the point, it's easier to criticize than lead. In April 2017, the Trump administration launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack the Assad regime carried out against its own people. Both Joe Biden and spokesperson Jen Psaki criticized the strike, saying, "What was the legal authority?" President Biden launched airstrikes against Syria on Thursday. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sporting events are beginning to loosen up COVID restrictions on attendees. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
"We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, so everybody will be spaced out."
She also tells CBS News,
"I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience."
Before the pandemic, the most attended sport in America is the National Football League, averaging just over 67,000 folks per game. Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mr. from the name of its popular Potato Head toys to offer children a gender neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender neutral Potato Head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging.
NASCAR and Major League Baseball are competing for your attention on Sunday. NASCAR is in Miami at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Major League Baseball is mostly in Florida and Arizona for spring training. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. Also, we have an archive page at brightsideben.com. Search engines on both pages. If you miss a program or want to review a topic, go to brightsideben.com or benfuchsarchives.com and check out our search engine and archive page. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, lots of good health information, all free stuff. And, of course, you can find the longevity products on our websites as well. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, just click on the Join the Team link, or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by me, myself, in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Healing wounds equals beauty. Healing acne, eczema, and psoriasis equals beauty, because healing is beauty. Health is beauty, and that's what Truth treatments are all about. Truth Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. In any of our Truth Skin Health products, check out our 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, and our Truth Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Mary Medeiros is an Akashic Records advanced practitioner in addition to being a director and a producer. She's worked for CBS, NBC, ABC. She's gotten Emmy Awards for direction and a Directors Guild of America Award, and she's directed all kinds of soap operas, General Hospital, Another World, and also morning talk shows, The Morning, This Morning with Gail King and Charlie Rose, and The Morning Program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's very, very well-versed in television and directing and producing, but she's also an Akashic Records advanced practitioner. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Mary Medeiros. Hello, Mary. Good morning.
Hi, Ben. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. So what the heck is an Akashic Records advanced practitioner?
Well, maybe we should talk about what the Akashic Records are.
Probably, yes.
Yes. Okay, so the Akashic Records are, this is sort of like, this is a quantum energy that we're referring to here, a divine quantum energy. So the Akashic
Can I just interrupt you there? What does that mean? Explain them.
Well,
I don't know what
that, you know, like quantum physics, like physics that, you know, is beyond the physics that we've learned growing up,
uh-huh,
that we can see on paper.
Got
you know,
it.
That we know that, like, for example, the fact that the new science shows us that our DNA, they accounted for, like, I think 3 or 4% of our DNA in laboratories, and then they called the other 96 junk DNA.
Junk, right,
And we're now learning that that 96% contains, maybe not seen under a microscope, so to speak, but it has a lot of powerful energy.
Yeah.
And identifies who we are, and it's something we can tap into. Anyway, that's
so when you say quantum, you're referring to like an invisible thing that we can't necessarily touch, but still has an impact. That's how you're relating.
Absolutely.
Quantum.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely.
Okay. So go ahead.
Sure. No, thank you. So basically, the Akashic Records, they're a dimension of consciousness, and they contain basically sort of a vibrational record of every soul and its journey from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, okay? They've been around since the beginning of time, obviously, and in the very, very past thousands and thousands of years ago, the Akashic Records were only able to be accessed by mystics and those that were a little bit more high vibrational, we'll say, individuals, holy people, whatever, because their vibration was high enough, or they can raise their vibration, I guess like Christ did in raising his consciousness to a level where then you can see and hear that field and that realm, okay? The reason that the Akashic Records appear to be more accessible these days and we can access the information within them is because the planet Earth itself has changed its vibration. We've expanded. Consciousness has expanded. And I think most people are hearing a lot more about this, so they'll agree. You can feel it. There's just more consciousness. And as the planet expands, the vibration raises. And some people refer to it as the veil is getting thinner, meaning we have an easier ability. It's easier to access the non-third dimensional realms in various ways. I mean, through psychic, which is different than the Akashic Records. Okay, so we have this dimension of consciousness that exists. Now, here's the thing that's really fun or neat and why it's a tool. That body of knowledge, it's a body of knowledge that every single person, every soul has.
Has access to.
Yes.
We can all access it.
Yes. We can all access it, exactly.
Can I just interrupt you real quick? Could you, when I think of everything you're saying, I think of like a cassette tape. You know how, like, the information is on the cassette tape, it's recorded on the cassette tape in a way that you can't necessarily see, but you could play back. Is that kind of, was that a good analogy?
That's a great analogy. I love that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll use that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's really good, Ben. It is like that. And it's like, we don't know. I mean, you can't see it. You're right. But it's there. It exists. Now, what's really amazing is that body of knowledge, we can access that. This is where it becomes a tool for healing. So one soul, and of course we have to, there are two things that are important when working in the records. One is a belief in and a knowing of source. We'll call source, universe, God, whatever name we want to call it, but that amazing creator, and I say that even metaphorically, of this amazing planet and humanity. So the belief in that and our own divine selves, and I love the word divine. I think it is a very broad word. Divine. We are divine beings. We already all are divine beings. And when we know that, we're more easily able to access that divine realm that contains all the information. And sometimes it's information about, you know, sometimes we can access information about our past lives that will come through sometimes if it's appropriate to what the person is wanting, what kind of healing and clarity they're wanting to get by accessing their own records or working with a practitioner who then accesses the records with them. So it's a body of knowledge. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just going to say, so it's a body of knowledge. And what's interesting, too, it contains everything that every soul's ever thought, said, and done over the course of its existence through all its lifetime. And that then presents future possibilities. So the possibilities come out of the knowing more of who we are as a soul.
So in your work, do you actually read somebody's records for them, or do you see what's happening for them, or do you help them access it themselves?
So what happens is the process is with the permission of my client, I say I use a sacred prayer. And I open using their name. The reason the name activates, it opens the records, is because the name is like a signature in the quantum field. Our names are very important. Words are very important. Words have energy to them, which is why sacred tomes actually, people become activated when they read sacred texts and whatever. It's because the words actually contain knowledge, history, energy, all of that. So names are that. So it's like we have a print, in a sense, that is our name. Are you still there?
We have to take a break. You're hearing the music. We got to take a break. But when we come back, I'll let you continue. We'll continue talking about your names, but I also want to talk about healing when we come back, physical healing, using these techniques. All right, Mary Medeiros is with us, Akashic Records Advanced Practitioner, Writer, and Director. We'll be back with more of Mary Medeiros on The Bright Side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Mary Medeiros about the Akashic Records. Mary is an Akashic Records advanced practitioner, as well as a writer and director and producer at in Hollywood, CBS, NBC, and ABC. You've got quite the resume here, Mary, by the way.
Thank you.
So I want to hear some more about this idea of names, and then then we'll dive into some healing ideas.
Sure. Okay, so our names contain, because words have power, as we were saying earlier. So our names are how we open our records. So when I'm working with a client, the client is coming and bringing into their consciousness, as I say the prayer, what things they're looking for clarity on, what's going on in their lives, why they want to be opening their records to begin with. So really what's happening is I'm opening that person's records, and there are these sort of overseers of each of our records. They're known as, they're light energies. They're not ghosts or spirits, they're energies. And these light energies, these light forms are, it's an entourage. And the entourage moves forward, I'll say. It's energy. Now we're talking energy, and it's divine energy. And as the person speaks, we literally have a discussion with their records open on what their concerns are, right? So they'll ask questions, whatever clarity they're looking for. And I hear blocks of thought. So the quantum sends me blocks of thought, sometimes images, but more often it's thought words that then trigger that person to move into their own divine state and be reminded of who they are. So in a sense, they're having a dialogue with the divine aspect of themselves through me. That's really what's happening 100% of the time.
Can you teach somebody to do it themselves? Like somebody who's listening right now, can you teach them to do it themselves?
So the way I learned was I started just studying from the books of Linda Howe, and I was.
Is that just, Linda Moulton Howe? Is that Linda Moulton?
No, Linda Moulton Howe, who I also love. This is the other UFOlogist.
Okay,
No. This is Linda Howe. She runs a center of Akashic Studies out of Chicago. She's been doing it for years. And I was, you know, I gravitated towards her. It's just how it works. You know, we all come to certain healers because we're supposed to, I guess. It feels right. And so I began studying with her and through her center, and that's where I got my accreditation. So in her work, and it is the way it works, it's not about teaching about it. It's about we begin to, first of all, understand it, understand what this is about, and then we begin to open our own records through the sacred prayer. I mean, it is that simple. I think it comes what we get from it will come from how much we really know it to be true. Now, The other maybe possibility that somebody might not be able to open their records would be that maybe there's a lot of wounds that they've got, whether it's from past lives or from childhood, right? And what we get to do, and quite often what happens is we bring forward that my client will bring forward a wound, or something will trigger them to speak about something. And so, again, they're triggering themselves through the divine aspect of themselves. But I'm being shown it, or I'm being encouraged to use certain languaging, words, phrases that are coming from their own records, and then they begin to sort of bring forward something, right? What's the healing part, we can move right into the healing part. What happens is in traditional therapies, that at least I've experienced growing up, what happens is we'll zero in on something that was trauma, let's say, or an awful thing that happened, and we shine a light on it, and we bang around it, and it, you know, Abraham Hicks talks about this, it activates it and reactivates it. In the records, what we do is we look at it from this space, this divine space that we're already in when the records are open. It's a beautiful space. You can feel it. And the divine shows us the value of what happened. It doesn't say to us, oh, it's good that you had a horrible childhood. No. But what it does is it lets us, Linda uses the word mine, M-I-N-E. We get to mine that experience and look at its energy, and then it transmutes into something very, it becomes an asset in our present life. That, it just transmutes. Now, some of this work is not able to be explained logically or from the mind, from the third dimensional mind, because it's divine. And it just is. All I can tell you is my experience keeps me doing this because of all the healing that I witness that happens as the energies transmute. And then what happens is the transmutation of those energies that were, you know, let's say icky when we were, if we're talking about this childhood, sometimes it's a past life, they begin to shift and change within the actual reading. It's really awesome. And they become like, oh, now I know why, blah, blah, blah. They become ahas, which means it's already shifting. And then that relates to physical healing as well. Not that you're, you know, it's funny, we have that term spontaneous healing. I find it interesting that Western doctors, you know, like, they're like, that's an anomaly.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody just spontaneously heals, well, we don't really know what's going on. But what can happen is once we have an awareness that we are whole, divine beings of love, everything falls into place, ourselves, everything. And then we gravitate naturally when we're in that space to the right supplements, healing things, modalities, whatever, right? If we're needing to sort of balance even more or stay in balance, because it's really tough on our planet. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think dis-ease is a result of some kind of fragmentation, like not recognizing parts, not recognizing certain parts of ourselves?
Yes, part of that, yes. It is usually, in fact, what I hear from the records consistently is that is when we move away from knowing that we are divine beings. Divine is very powerful. Divine beings. We are whole divine light beings always. Nobody is any less light than anyone else. And once we know that, when we gravitate away from that, that's when things start to get a little gnarly and weird. It could be disease. It could be psychological problems. It could be addiction. I mean, when we're off our soul's path, because now we're not talking about our soul's path, which we should probably talk about. But is there an aspect of ourselves that we're missing with disease? Yes. You're dancing around the same thing. Yes.
What do you mean
and
by
it
soul?
Is that we're,
oh, go ahead.
So we're dancing around the fact that we really are okay. You know, it's really what came to me when I was sitting waiting for your call was my mother, who's on the other side. I was very close with her. She used to say to me, like, as a kid, you know, we'd be outside and we'd fall and get hurt. And whenever I got hurt, she would just say, stop thinking about it. Think about something else. And I mean, my leg could be bleeding, and she'd be like, just think about something else.
I use that a lot myself, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, like if something's bothering me, because you can only think one thought at a time. And yes. So whatever, right? So if you think something else, yes. You're not thinking. So, and you get, there's a certain volition, not 100%, but there's some volition you have in the thoughts you think, don't you think?
Yes, I do think that, yes. We also have the whole aspect of ego and the tricky ego that Eckhart Tolle yeah. talks about all the time. It right. is a real tricky little monster.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
And the pain body. Do you know about the pain body? Do you talk about the pain body?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's the ego. And there's a collective ego on the planet right now.
Right.
So, it's like a soup. You know, but anyway, so yeah, so we do, when we recognize, when we feel and know that we're divine, and here's one way to know we're divine, to be in nature. Because the thing, we have it, in some way, shape, or form, we all have it, access to it, is that when we recognize something that's beautiful on our planet, we would not be able to recognize it in its beauty if we were not that beauty to begin with.
Absolutely.
Right?
Truth and beauty, goodness, beauty, and truth are like the primal three aspects of divinity, according to Plato and the great philosophers. They all go together.
Yep.
Truth
right.
is beauty, and beauty is truth. Have you heard of Shinrin-yoku? I think that's how you say it, the Japanese forest bathing. Shinrin-yoku,
no.
I think. It's called forest bathing.
I just heard that yesterday. Somebody mentioned it yesterday. Yep.
They'll write a prescription. Right. Japanese doctors will write a prescription for you to go lay in the forest, lay on the ground if you're depressed or you have some kind of illness. Because there's negative ions there, and there's lots of electrons, and so there's some science there too. Go ahead.
Oh, Gaia is amazingly powerful.
Gaia is amazing.
She's the essence of divine itself, and it's interesting that you use the word prescription, because the Akashic records tell everyone, recommend to everyone, to be in nature as much as possible.
Yeah.
Especially because the planet is so going through so much right now. We'll just say that, we all know that.
Yeah, we're out of time, Mary. It's been very, very interesting stuff you got there. Hope you come back on.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're doing great work. Thank you for being on the bright side. I appreciate it. That's Mary Madeira. And what's the website, Mary? What's your website, real quick?
Website, www.spirittherapybymary.com.
Spirittherapybymary.com. Thanks for being on the bright side, Mary.
All right.
Have a great day.
Ben.
All right, that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.